Good morning, Douglas.
Hey, good morning. Is Paul in?
No, he is not.
Oh, is he out for the rest of the day, or did I just miss him?
He's out for the rest of the day.
Okay, well, maybe you can help me out. My name's Nico. I'm calling with the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just trying to touch base here. Is there anyone else around that kind of helps Paul with the finances of the business?
In regards to what?
Let me see here. It looks like you guys took out a working capital loan, a business loan with NewLogic a couple years ago. So I was just trying to touch base with him in regards to that, talk a little business. We had actually mailed out something to the business a couple weeks ago. So wasn't sure if Paul happened to come across it yet. So I was kind of following up.
You know what? We're all set with working capital.
Okay. So you sound pretty familiar with it. Do you help him out with the finances?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Well, yeah, we had actually mailed out a finance offer in regards to that borrowing history you guys had with NewLogic, pre-approval for working capital and equipment financing for about $250,000. So kind of wanted to just call and introduce myself, see if you guys have anything coming up towards the end of the year here in which we might be able to help out.
No, we don't.
Okay. Working capital logics is like a one-time thing, or you guys
I have no idea what you're talking in regards to that. We've never done anything with NewLogic, so I don't know if some records are incorrect or what
okay.
That pertains to.
Yeah, well, here, I can just let you know how we got our information. It was a UCC filing. It looks like NewLogic filed it for a business loan back in, let's see here, looks like it was March of 2014. Does that ring a bell?
Nope, not at all.
So have you guys taken out a working capital loan since then?
No, we've not. Nope.
Okay, are you guys looking to do anything that might require financing? You guys might need some additional capital?
No, not at all.
Okay, is there a typical time of the year where you guys do look at the financing and kind of just, sit down and see if you guys need anything?
You know what, basically, we're a very solid company and we're able to, manage our cash flow that we really don't need financing.
Oh, yeah, no, of course, I completely understand that. I really do. Like, I speak with a ton of business owners every day and they tell me that pretty much the same exact thing. But what we do is we just are there as that kind of secondary source of funds. Like if you guys ever just need that additional capital where you don't want to deplete your cash accounts, you kind of want somebody else's money to use, play around with, either if you're just trying to cover costs or, stay cash positive.
Yeah, I've been with the company 15 years and we've never had to do that, so I think we're all set.
Okay, well, what about equipment? Are you guys looking to bring on some stuff?
We pay for that cash.
Ah, okay. Old school way, huh?
Yep. All righty. Thank you for the call. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay, wait, hold on a second. Has Paul ever looked into the tax advantages that come with, going through the equipment financing route, using Section 179 to get a tax write-off towards the end of the year so you guys aren't paying an exorbitant amount of money to Uncle Sam here for taxes?
You know what? We are all set. I appreciate your call. Thank you. So I'm just trying to circle back.